Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
And Grez.
And you are listening to Rise of the Robots as we start off the year with Robot Wars, the Sixth Wars, Heat.
Hey.
Merry New Year.
And they give away the results right at the start.
Razor wins.
What a shocking revelation.
Anyway, now, let's see how he got there. Yeah, why did they start doing this?
Yes, I mean, they start with various clips from the episode, including a robot that, by the semi-final, you work out, gets to the final in the pit when he doesn't go in the pit beforehand.
Yes, because we see shots of Razor versus Cyrax, which is a second round match, so you know Razor and Cyrax advance from their fucking melees. So promptly from now on, when I hit play at the beginning of an episode, I'm just going to like look away and or skip, because I have that function, or skip like to not really, because this was the dumbest thing ever. And I remember when Mr. Psycho went through these episodes on his YouTube channel, he said the same thing. And I think probably everybody said the same thing, to be honest. What was the point in doing that? So, yep, keep a nose out when you start these episodes. Look away for the first, like, 2 minutes until you hear the Robot Wars theme.
Yep, so speaking of Mr. Psycho, I know you met a different Mr. Psycho.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
But we also get introduced to Mr. Psycho and his dog, Growler.
Yes. Finally.
Why is this just not an upgraded Sakila lot? Why does it have to be a separate character?
To be honest, I feel like they should have went a bit further and says that Mr. Psycho and Sir Killalot were related.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that would have worked even
Hello,
better.
Psycho.
Yeah, he's been here the whole time. He won't shut up. Mr. Psycho and Growler come out to Enter Sandman ripoff.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool.
Though, and unfortunately, none of them started drinking a beer cannon and bouncing it off their own head.
That would have been very impressive, considering Mr. Psycho only has one arm and a hammer arm, and Growler has no arms.
Actually, one of them should have been holding a Singapore cane.
Okay, then that would have been funny.
So, they've changed
just before we move on, like, this is peak Robot Wars, because these two are arguably my two favourite house robots, other than Matilda. And I love them so much.
I don't like Mr. Psycho. I love Growler.
Really?
I think Growler's brilliant because Growler brings something different. Growler is fast. Mm. So fast. The fastest house robot by a long way.
Yeah, and his jaws can do, like, damage, man. Like, but, like, that's the whole point. It's mainly grip and then speed across arena at full pelt and just smash robots off the wall. That's how Growler does it. But,
I don't see what Mr. Psycho does that, for instance, the Drop Zone doesn't, or Sakillalot doesn't.
I mean, I'll give you that, like, just having another giant claw robot. Okay. The hammer's cool.
The hammer's cool, but again, when the Drop Zone also exists.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I suppose the Drop Zone's just a spectacle, but I mean, to be honest, so is Mr. Psycho in a way, I guess.
All right. So anyway,
we digress.
There is a change of format, and this is then the format that they maintain for the next two series, actually, because they keep it on for the reboot, much to the reboot's detriment, if you ask me, which is you start off with two four-robot qualifiers,
relays.
And then from each fight, two robots qualify for the next round. There's a semi-final and a final. I don't especially like this format because I think it's a format that disadvantages certain types of robot.
Yeah, well, it's good and bad.
Yeah.
I think it's good because you can get more robots in. That means it gets more robots in. That means you get more robots in. I mean, yeah. I know that's just me saying the same sentence twice, but I feel like it makes sense because you do get some dud robots, but you know what? It gives them an opportunity to have a fight on TV. And I feel like that's all a lot of these kind of people just want, especially ones with kids.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the stuff that you want, especially if you put this much effort into it. Just let me go in four-way and Razor, sweet, I get to be beaten up by Razor. That's the way that I would look at it. And, well, speaking of which, the three poor sods that had to go in against Razor for this opening match are... From Bradford, Brutus Maximus.
So this robot is made of wood. It has the hints of a Season 2 robot. It is a wedge robot with rear multiple spinning discs. It's a robot that exists.
It sure does. From Leicester, Raging Reality.
So this is the same team that made Nightmare.
And Spirit of Nightmare.
And Spirit of Nightmare. So this is a flipper robot. And yeah, I mean, it's an interesting enough design. The one flaw I can maybe see with it is that because of the way it's shaped, it basically has this V-shaped flipping arm. The one issue I can see with this design is it is very difficult for them to get a good flip on a moving opponent.
They need to be very, very precise. And when you have such a small sort of area of flipper, because it is down to a point, you've got such a small area of flipper, you're not going to be able to catch robots quite as easy as, say, a Chaos 2 or Spawn Again, someone that has quite a big flipper surface area.
Yeah. And the other jobber?
From London, Wasp.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
So this robot...
Can we talk about Season 2 robots?
Yes. So it is a invertible robot with a vert... And apparently a robot that's armoured with paper.
Yeah, I would really probably prefer if it was actually armoured with actual wasps.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, anyway, the fight starts.
Wait. I'm from Bournemouth, seeded number one and reigning champion, Razor.
Oh boy. So I wonder if when they drew the episode, they almost did go, yeah, let's just put in seven soup cans. And that's no disrespect to Raging Reality and... Well, that's no disrespect to Raging Reality, but the rest of the teams here, it is kind of like, yeah, no, this is a bunch of soup cans.
Yeah, genuinely makes me wonder if, Brutus Magnus, Jesus, Bruce Maximus built the robot shoddily on purpose in hopes that, oh, we'll get used on TV and we'll get beat up by one of the famous robots. Let's
Alright.
make it a wood.
So, very much, I mean, Razor's having a lot of fun here. And then at the same time, Raging Reality is kind of being very careful, very clever, making sure it only really gets caught once and it doesn't really get a lot of damage. At one point, we see Sakelot has managed to get inside Wasp.
Oh yes, just right in there, right in the delicate area.
Yes. And then, because it wants to go, right, I need to do enough to get through, Raging Reality does get our first Uta of the series.
Yeah, like the robot was already dead, but they're like, okay, I need to do something.
Exactly. So they Uta out what's left of Brutus, because Brutus gets ripped apart by Razor.
Yeah. Ah, also, fucking calling it Brutus Magnus.
Oh.
That was a Freudian slip.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll just get RKO'd out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah,
So.
like I think like the logic that says when it comes to Brutus, I feel like that has to be the only reason that they were like, let's just make it a wood and just get demolished. It'll be funny.
Fair enough. So also we forgot to mention Philippa's back.
Yay, and she's got an awesome new jacket.
And she's also got a new feature, which is damage cam.
Yeah,
And this
which,
is brilliant. That
yeah.
genuinely, I'm certainly going, no, this is actually, I forgot they had this. This is really good.
I didn't really like it as a kid because I felt like it just kind of took away from the, oh, watch robots smashy smash. But obviously now, more grown up and actually being more kind of interested in the like sort of innards of robots and everything, like. Because the whole gimmick is this damage cam, so she kind of shows up close like damage, and then most of the time sticks like the camera inside the robot when there's
Yeah.
massive holes to kind of show the insides and all that stuff is like hella interesting.
Yep. So we then get to the second first round match.
Yeah, so Razor and Raging Reality naturally advance.
I.e. the two good robots.
Yes. So in our second round, we have from Lincoln, Cyrax.
Which is, they keep on saying it's purple, it's blue.
I know. I had that in my notes as well.
It is an unusually shaped robot. It's kind of this kind of weird wedge shape. It sort of kind of to a point almost. It does have MWS, multiple weapon syndrome. So it has an axe and the flipper, which means neither is as effective as they could be.
Cyrax reminds me of a robot from like season 3.
Yes.
It's the axe specifically in the way that it goes up and down so fast, but it seems to not do anything. Like if I stuck out my arm, I feel like it wouldn't even penetrate my skin.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Anyway, there's three more robots.
There is from Oxfordshire, Rough Rough Dougal.
Oh, Rough Rough Dougal, he is an icon. He is a flammable pink icon. And they're obsessed with showing us his asshole.
Oh yeah, like they says that they moved the pullout link from the front to the back, and then they just lift up Dougal's tail and go, look at his bum hole.
Yeah.
The sweetest little aesthetic that they have though is when they. Just before they show the bum hole, Dougal has a little dog dish.
What?
Like they show him backstage, and Dougal has a little doggy dog dish that
Oh,
sits in
dog
front of
dish! I thought you said
yeah.
something else. I was like, I thought you
Oh,
said,
dog dick.
yes! I was like,
Oh, right.
what the fuck?
I mean, maybe the weapon's the dick. It does have a red tip.
Yeah.
And as we all know, if we've been next to a horny dog in our life.
Oh, there is nothing funnier than watching a dachshund trying to get up a staircase.
Oui.
So, anyway,
From Shropshire, Tetanus 2.
which kind of an iconic design. It is a crusher robot. It is wider than it is long. And it's got the kind of rust aesthetic.
Which is very disappointing that it doesn't come back next year.
The weirdest thing about this design, though, I have to say, is when you actually see the robot turned over, spoiler alert, it
No.
looks like the wheels are a pair of CDs.
Yeah, that was I found that so bizarre as well.
Yeah. Anywho.
And from Northern Ireland, Weldor 3.
I forgot this robot existed.
When I heard Weldor 3, I thought of the see-through one, and then I was like, well, that must have been Weldor 2.
Yeah. Oof. Oh,
It also
buddy.
Yeah,
What happened?
it also seemed like they didn't care about it, because they're like, oh, we don't know much about it. And it was like, what?
Yeah, it's I don't know what's going on. It's a robot that looks worse than the first two Weldors. It's a wedge with sticky. It looks like that. You know that My First Robot you could make in one of those Robot Wars games? Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah. Just stick some googly eyes on Welder, and then there you go.
Yeah, it has a spinning blade, a lawnmower blade. And a wedge flipper.
Which we don't see flip.
No. And right from the off, it is very clear that Cyrex and Tetanus went, I want this guy, I want this guy. Okay, fine.
Cool, let's just
So
stay out of each other's way.
we get Ruff Ruff Dougal getting its ass handed to it by Cyrax. Within about
Yeah.
2 seconds, it's on fire.
This makes like Cyrax look like a competent robot.
Now, to be fair, we get definitive proof that it's a competent robot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them, but like at the same time, it's like what I mean is like it's using the axe and it's actually piercing Ruff Ruff Dougal. It actually makes the axe look good. But then when we see Cyrax in the next round, that's when you realize, oh, it's just because Dougal was made out of fluff.
Oh, I do love because at one point I'm proud of this one. Ruff Dougal now comes in black.
Yeah, for all the goth Ruff Ruff Dougal fans out there.
Meanwhile, Tetanus is just it immediately. So Tetanus has got these small forklifts at the front, and within like 2 seconds, Weldor's fucked.
Yeah. Well, the thing
Weldor is,
is
just
like,
stuck on the forklifts.
when it comes to Weldor, 3-2-1 activate, and then Weldor just lets off massive vents of steam. I think that was
Yes.
the flipper, like, broken.
Yeah.
But the thing was, they weren't even near a robot yet, and the steam started going off, so I was like, oh dear.
Yep.
So, back to my earlier point, if we never see it flip, that's probably why.
So, Weldor 3 gets pitted. And to its credit, Ruff Ruff Dougal is still standing at the end of the fight. So it means that we have to go to the judges. who this year are Martin Smith, Matt Irvin, and the GOAT.
Yes.
And if you don't know who the GOAT is, you've never watched Robot Wars.
Exactly.
The man even that's... even if he doesn't respond to any of my emails asking for an interview, we just want to talk to you, Noel.
Come on, buddy, please.
Please, let 2024 be the year.
Well, you just need to email him doubly as hard. I'll start emailing him as well.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, see, even if we get an email from Noel Sharkey saying, gonna fuck off and stop emailing me, then I would be proud as punch because I got emailed and
even,
shouted that by Noel
Sharkey.
Even
if the message was, I've been there and done that, we wouldn't hold it against you.
Yeah.
As much as we hold it against Plunderbird.
Mm. But we digress. Also in the background, when Wild Earth 3 comes in, I see one of my favourite robots, which we'll see in the next episode. When they interviewed Wildor 3, they says that they stole it from their pal's garage or shed or something.
Yeah, which might explain why they didn't care if it got smashed to pieces.
Yeah, or know anything about it. So yeah. That's really the extent of Wildor talk. Remember when we thought he was quite a good robot? Hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice single episode.
Maybe we should have not bothered doing this, and we could have left the memories, memories.
Leave the memories alone. Keep going on. You might hit a note at some point. So.
You and me both, son. I think every time I'm saying that completely out of tune.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. So, Cyrax versus Razor. We know how this.
I'm aware I just said Razor versus Razor.
We know how it's going to end. I mean, within like a second, Razor has a grip of Cyrax. The match is over instantly. Cyrax and Razor. Razor puts Cyrax over the flame pit. Then, oh yeah, this is the first fight we have Growler and Psycho.
Yeah. The thing is, like, see at first, though, because Cyrax is such a weird shape, it does take time for Razor to actually find a good grip.
Yes.
And then when it finds that grip, it doesn't let go.
After 30 seconds, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a rule that has changed.
But the best one was obviously like the side one where like they pretty much just peeled like almost the entire side of Cyrax away.
So Razor and Growler have a tug of war over Cyrax.
That was pretty cool.
And then Mr. Psycho brings his hammer down on Cyrax.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
And there's about a minute to go in the fight, and you know Razor's got this one, and then Cyrax, who's still swinging this whole time, Cyrax is still desperate to try to hit.
Oh,
they
yeah.
flip Razor!
And in a serious moment, despite the fact I know how this episode ends, I wrote down in my notes, Cyrax has a chance. He's got a shot here.
And it's horrible because you see Cyrax gets the idea. They try and stop Razor from writing and they succeed mm-hmm. the first time.
I mean,
and then you're like, keep
great
them down.
Great tactic.
Keep them down.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if them trying to self-write and failing counts as them being immobilized or not. Because they say, oh, you need to be immobilized for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, like, that would be an interesting question to ask Noel when we get him on the podcast. When we get him on, if we think positively, it will happen.
Uh-huh. Yes.
If someone is, like, flipped over and is prevented from self-writing, does that count the same as them being immobilized?
Yes.
So, Okay, let's start amassing these questions now. For no for 2024.
Hashtag null for 2024.
Hashtag ROTR. So it actually goes to a judge's decision. So you know what? I might have made a wee bit of fun on Cyrex, but it managed to last 5 minutes with Razor.
Yep, and do you know what? It's had better chance against Razor than virtually any robot that hasn't been like a legend. Every other robot that's kind of taken them to task, it's either been because Razor's broke down, or they've been a firestorm, a tornado, a Hall of Famer robot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
Pussycat.
so pussycat, pussycat, pussycat. Yeah, so like them going the distance, like I was actually quite impressed with.
And
So good
I've
for
got to
them.
be honest, I could have seen it being a split decision.
Maybe if like Razor wasn't so all over Cyrax at the beginning. I mean, like Cyrax did continuously hit it with the axe. It didn't do anything, but like it was racking up points for aggression.
Yeah, you said, oh, it looked like a Series 3 robot. I know
Well,
where the
the axe more
pickaxe came from.
specifically.
Yes, the
Okay.
axe is from a Series 3 robot. It's from Wild Willy.
Because that was the robot I was thinking of. That was the robot. Well,
The robot they fought in that series was Flip Flop Fly,
hey.
which was also the team that made Tetanus.
Whoa.
It was almost a grudge match.
Ah, we're so close. I would have absolutely loved if, like, the two of them fought each other and, like, oh, this dates back to season three. Here's their crappy robots then.
So, Tetanus 2, on the other hand, has to fight Raging Reality.
Oh, he's raging.
And this. Speaking of Series 3, we get a Series 3 style fight in that a Crusher robot is dominating until it randomly stops working. Except this time there is a ref bot.
Well, there was a ref bot.
So Refbot tries to separate the two, reverses back, doesn't see the pit, and falls into the pit.
It's like it catches on the edge at first, and it's like, oh, this is gonna get worse before it gets better. And it's like, I can't get off the pit. The only way for me to get out of this is to kill myself. And so he just dives in the pit and is like, well, bye.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have Tetanus 2 and Raging Reality in the corner with Growler, who just like speeds in from off camera and just tackles the shit out of people. It's kind of his thing.
There is this brilliant moment, though, because you don't see it on screen. Raging Reality is stuck, and you see them basically randomly pop in the flipper until all of a sudden they are off of the wedge, and then they
Yeah.
go, right, okay, we cannot win for a judge's decision.
We have to knock them out.
And they ooter them.
Yeah, because that's right. Like, neither of the two of them are moving, but that's because Tetanus is now dead on the floor, and
But
Raging
can't be
Reality is
counted
stuck.
out.
Yes, because the ref bot is in the pit. So,
Yeah.
yep, we get Tetanus flipped over. It looks like it could self-right, but it just wasn't given the opportunity. This is when we see the weird CD wheels that was odd,
Yes.
and then two matches, two Utas. And Raging Reality goes into the final with a bit of a chance.
I mean, yeah, just... if there's one thing that Razor can be vulnerable to, it's slippers. Unfortunate. Oh, before that, Jonathan Pierce does get joined in his crow's nest by a goat. By the goat, in fact.
Yeah. It's funny how he's willing to go and talk to him, but not talk to us.
I mean, he is a goat. He likes climbing up to high places.
Meh.
So...
Yeah. So, like, just before we move on to the final, like, Craig interviews Team Tetanus, and then they were like, oh, I think we would be a really good opponent for Razor. And it's like, well, you're not, because you're not going there. Maybe try and win some matches first before you start saying that you could take on one of the greatest robots of all time.
Razor actually is very, very careful in this fight.
I mean, no doubt.
Because Razor quite clearly are doing the bare minimum of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Like they very deliberately go, we're going to take out a wheel. Once we've taken out a wheel, we leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they almost get the wheel like almost right away. Like Raging Reality goes for a flip, whiffs it, and then Razor's like, haha, get the claw in under the flipper.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, you could tell that like they were a bit freaked out and they were like, stay the fuck away from that flipper.
And there's this horrible moment. So the second time it gets a crush.
Mm-hmm.
There is this moment where Razor kind of pulls away, and you just see Raging Reality trying to limp, and they just can't do it. And yep. Then Razor goes, "Right, I need to finish the job," and yeah, starts this, to very
look
carefully...
at this nice juicy arse in the corner that's winking at me essentially.
Well, here's the thing: I do get the impression Razor is kind of like, we don't want to get too close to Matilda.
So we'll put a barrier in the way.
And when they do, oh my god, Matilda manages to rip part of the chassis out.
Like, Razor Reality explodes. It's so lethal.
And then Razor takes the... dying corpse of Raging Reality, dumps it on the pit, presses the pit release button.
And just goes, because this is the thing, though, is like, Matilda's flywheel is a devastating weapon. Like, that's her stand, or that's her sitting still. Like, but see when she does that thing where she just does a Hail Mary across the arena... Yeah. And then hits it with the flywheel because she has that other momentum like behind her. Like it's even more like so. This was actually kind of one of those good times to just kind of tell how lethal it is from her just from a non-moving position, and like just the way that like Raging Reality that side that hit the flywheel just exploded the way it did was insane.
Yeah.
Even though we've spoken about the match now, I still want to talk about JP trying to get over the CCC factor. Because he almost forgets what he was supposed to say, like when he was interviewing Noah. He's like, for me, it's the CCC factor. Crushability creates chaos.
Yeah.
And then he says it again during the fight. It's like, stop trying to make CCC a thing. It's not a thing.
Well, I don't even think he's the one that came up with Shreemek. I don't know. It's weird.
Of course he has. Wait.
So, anyway.
Told you Razor won.
Yep. And it's now time for the trivia.
Yes, boy.
So, this heat saw Razor defend its title and continue the sequence of the reigning champion reaching the semi-finals. Tetanus 2 and Cyrax met in round 1. Oh, so they did. A grudge match. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they were different fights. This is wrong.
Oh, don't say that. Someone will call you a prick.
No, because Tetris 2 was in... Oh, no, sorry, they were in the same fight. No, you...
Okay, we were wrong. We are
wrong.
Pricks.
I'm a dumb fuck. Oh, I knew I was. So anyway, Tetris 2 and Cyrax...
I just needed to be told.
Tetris 2 and Cyrax met in round 1, a grudge match following their controversial meeting between Wild Willy and Flip Flop Fly in Series 3. However, both robots qualified and Neela showed they held a grudge against each other. Jonathan Pierce didn't mention either of these two robots' previous encounter with each other.
Oh, too right. Less said about that fight, the better.
New House robots Mr. Psycho and Growler made their debuts in Razor's Round 2 match against Cyrax.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
In this heat, the official images of competing robots in the heat, excluding Brutus Magnus, faded out during their statistics board before their statistic boards closed.
I did actually notice that, especially with Raging Reality. It kind of disappeared before the thing, the little window closed.
Who edited this? The editor of Plunderbird? During the battle between Razor and Cyrax, John Pierce said that Razors were world champions in 2000 and 2001. Although he was correct about 2001, as this was the year of the second world championship being filmed, his earlier statement was incorrect, as the first world championship was actually filmed in 1999. The only trophy Razor got in 2000 was the Southern Annihilator.
Yes, but did it air in 1999 or 2000?
Yes, it did. Well, it was a video first.
Right, hold on, because I made two statements there and you just went yes. So, right, let's try and dissect
it
that
aired
again.
It didn't air in 1999, it was released in 1999.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
As a VHS. Go. I believe it did transmit later, but...
It did air on TV at some point, but, like, if it was out in 99, then, yeah, it was the 1999 World Championships. So, there. That's us put that controversy to bed.
Yeah. So, Raging Reality scored two consecutive out of the arena flips, joining Thermidor 2, Chaos 2, Bigger Brother, and Wheelie Big Cheese, all of whom fought in the Flipper Frenzy of Extreme Series 1, in achieving this feat.
Nice.
So that's a hell of a club to join.
Oh yeah, there's some big names there.
It's a team I think doesn't quite get the love it deserves.
No, and I feel like it does pretty well next season. So I feel like it will absolutely get its flowers next season.
Yeah.
And honestly, like if Razor wasn't in this season, Raging Reality would have easily won this heat. It's the age old.
It's the age old. We've got a famous robot. We'll have one robot that's not a complete soup can, and the rest will all be fairly easy.
Yeah. So any, as we tend to say, any other episode that didn't have fucking Hypnodisc, Chaos 2, or Razor in it, Razor Reality would have made the semifinals probably quite soundly. But we digress.
Yep.
Is that all the trivia?
That is indeed all the trivia.
Well, and I believe that is all for this episode.
Yep. Absolutely. So that was Heat A. And next week, we will be getting... Well, a robot that, I'll be honest, I've always been quite agnostic on. Having its most impressive display.
Yes, and one of my... other arguably favorite robots as well. Find out who that is next week.